What up, though?
Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up? My bad. A little hot. Came in hot today. What up, though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amaya Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Aber Insurance. Go to Aber Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The good people at Aber, servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. When you step up in the office right off there on Ryle Road, tell them the Ball Hawk sent you. So you get your affordable policy that can fit your needs. You can get them a call also, toll free, 866-985-3558 or 434-218-4589. That's Aber Insurance, aberinsurance.net. Auto, home, life, and business insurance. All right, man, let's jump right into it. We are previewing the Virginia Cavaliers versus the Duke Blue Devils that will take place this Saturday, 12:30 at Scott Stadium. It is homecoming weekend. Got a lot of festivities on deck. The great Anthony Poindexter returning. Yeah. My guy, the El Capitan. We just call him Three. Three is returning to be recognized, College Football Hall of Fame. Also, former teammate Casey Crawford would be in the building to get recognized. And amongst a host of others, even the Groundbreakers, the five African-American scholarship football players that paved the way for a gentleman like myself, we will be honoring them as well. So make sure you come to the Scott to check out the game, 12:30 p.m. All right, man, your first time listening to the podcast, you know, we got to set the mood. What song am I going to play today to set the mood? I said, let me take it back to 2001, H to the Izzo. And that's what we're going to play right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for this scholarship. H to the Izzo, H to the Izzo.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world.
Uh-huh.
The flow of the century.
Oh, it's timeless. Yeah.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Could have been anywhere in the world. But you're here with me.
And I appreciate that.
H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. Was herbing them in the home of the Turpins. Got it dirt cheap for them. Plus, if they were short with cheese, I would work with them. Born in weed, yep. Got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustler. I was birthing them. H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. For sheezy, my kneesy, keep my arms so breezy. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Haters want me clap that chrome, it ain't easy. Cops wanna knock me, DA wanna box me in.
But somehow, I beat them charges like Rocky.
H to the Izzo, V to the Izze. Not guilty, he who does not feel me is not real to me. Therefore, he doesn't exist. So poof,
vamoose, son of a
H to the Izzo, B to the Izze. For shizzle, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. H to the Izzo, B to the Izze.
Get your damn hands up. That's what we pumping for the song to get our mind right for this preview versus the Duke Blue Devils. Virginia Cavaliers are 4-2 on the season, 2-2 in the ACC. While Duke is 3-3 overall, 1-2 in the ACC. Some notes for the series. The Wahoos have won 6 straight, I believe. Yep, versus Duke. And Virginia hosts Duke for the 3rd straight season. So everybody that was kind of irritated that we had to travel to Miami 3 straight years, Duke has had to travel here 3 straight years. UVA has never hosted an ACC team three straight seasons since the formation of the league in 1953. During UVA's current six-game winning streak, Duke has committed 26 turnovers to Virginia's 10. Nine of those turnovers were interceptions thrown by current New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones. Nine of his 29 career interceptions thrown at Duke came against the Cavaliers. So there you have it, man. Brennan Armstrong has four of the top 20 passing performances this season in all of the FBS. The 179 receiving yards by Rashawn Henry against Louisville was ninth most ever by a UVA wideout. UVA scored 21 points in the fourth quarter in a comeback win over Louisville, the most since 21 unanswered against Duke in 2021. So let's look at the tail of the tape, baby. Well, yeah, look at the tail of the tape. Then I get into Duke notes and stuff that they wrote in their little packet. Look at scoring. UVA is averaging 34.2 points a game. Duke is averaging 31.5. First downs, UVA is the ACC leader in first down with 160 total first downs. 112 of those through the air, 35 of those on the ground. Duke has 142 first downs, 62 of theirs on the ground and 71 passing. UVA has 13 first downs via penalty, and then Duke has 9 via penalty. Rushing yards, Duke has the upper hand. 1,317 team rushing yards for Duke. Basically doubled ours. We have 678. We've attempted 174 runs. They've attempted 288 runs. They average 4.6 yards a rush. We average 3.9 yards a rush. Average per game, Duke averages 219.5 yards per game. UVA averages 113. They have 18 rushing touchdowns. We have 8. Passing yards, Virginia is the NCAA leader, 2,477. 293 attempts, 187 completions. Duke, 1,665 yards passing. Wait a minute, this got to be wrong. This got to be 235 attempts or 135. I think they got 189 attempts, and it should be 135 completions because they got 135 attempts and 189 completions. So I think it's reversed. So they thrown the ball 189 times and ran the ball 288 times. But I'll look at it in their packet to double check and see if that's the true number. If they ran the ball basically 99 times more than they've thrown the ball. Yards per game, UVA averages 412 yards passing a game. And Duke averages 277 yards passing a game. Total offense, 3,155 for the Wahoos, 2,982 yards of total offense for the season for the Blue Devils. So, yeah, when you look at, like, the ACC top offenses, defenses, and things like that, so rush offense, Duke is number 2. Syracuse averages 242 yards rushing a game. UVA is last. Then rush defense, Duke is 12th, giving up 165 yards. UVA is last, giving up 201 yards rushing a game. Total offense, UVA is number 1, 412 yards a game. Duke is number 4 with 277. Total defense, Virginia is number 7 at 226. Is that total defense or pass defense? What the? That got to be pass. Yeah, that's pass defense. I'm tripping. Yeah, that's pass defense. And then Duke is 13th at 263.5. Okay, yeah, that's pass defense. So Duke is 13th in pass defense. We are last in run defense. Their strength, of course, is running. That's our weakness. Our strength is passing, and that's their weakness, pass defense. It was just like Louisville last week. Louisville liked to run the football. We wasn't very good versus the run. We liked to throw the football. They wasn't very good versus the pass. It stayed true, and we just scored more points. We held them to 3 when we had to. But to look at Duke, man, it all starts with Mateo Durant, their senior running back. This dude, he ranks first in rushing attempts with 149, second in scoring with 60 points, total touchdowns by running back 9, rushing touchdowns 9, rushing yards 788, and all-purpose yards per game at 160.5. He averages like 130 yards rushing a game. And then they got Shaka Hayward, their linebacker. He's third in the ACC with 54 tackles. They got a good receiver in Bobo. I think he's like fourth in the ACC in yards. But we better pack our lunch because they're going to run the ball. I mean, they really going to run the ball. You know, with them running the ball, man, and coming down here, got a power game. It got me thinking. Y'all know I don't not only love music, but I love TV. I love movies, right? Did I say movies or music? I love music, and I also love movies. And let me just play y'all a little clip of a movie where it was a big bad bully. Because we know the big bad bully going to be, they're going to run the ball. Like, Duke is the big bad bully. They're going to run it down our throat. Matter of fact, let me continue to set the stage before I play this movie clip. Let me show y'all something, man, that just jumped out to me that it's crazy. All right, so Duke, I'm going to go through their games right quick, right? I'm going to just show you how many times they ran the ball. First game versus Charlotte, in which they lost 31-28. Duke ran the ball 44 times. All right, game 2 versus North Carolina A&T, they ran the ball 38 times. They ran the ball 44 times, passed the ball 29 times. Versus North Carolina A&T, they ran the ball 38 times and threw the ball 33 times. Versus Northwestern, in which they were victorious 30-23, they ran the ball 53 times and threw the ball 45 times. Versus Kansas, they ran the ball 52 times in the victory, 52-33. And they threw the ball 29 times. Versus North Carolina, they lost 38-7. They ran the ball 39 times and threw the ball 24 times. Then their last game versus Georgia Tech. Get your popcorn. Listen to this. They ran the ball. How many times y'all think they ran the ball versus Georgia Tech? 50-something? Nope. They ran the ball 62 times. 62 times. Durant had 43 carries. How many carries Wayne Tyler Papa got on the season? This man had 43 in a game. I'm going to put this in context for y'all, how much they run the football. Wayne Tyler Papa on the year got 38 carries. This man got 43 in one game. Brendan got 50 carries because being sacked counts as a carry. This man had 43 carries just last game, people. 43 carries. He did. What you think they're going to do versus us, huh? You want me to go through it again? I'll go through it real quick. Real quick. This ain't Petty Hawk. This is Ball Hawk. Real quick. 44, 38, 53, 52, 39, 62. 62 rush attempts. 43 for Mateo by himself. That's 44, 38, 53, 52. 3962. That's the rush attempts. Y'all ever seen All About the Benjamins? He was reading a lot of numbers. 44, 48. No, 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 I messed up. 44, 38, 53, 52. 3962. Rush attempts from Duke. If I'm Duke's offensive coordinator, nothing changes. We gonna run down your face. We're gonna run. I feel like they like Mr. T, Club of Lane. They the big bully. Cause all they do is put their foot in the ground and they go. When they throw the ball, it's like slant, hitch, curl, fade, back shoulder. But we want to run the football. If you load the box, we're going to be in a high efficient situation to where the ball is going to come out quick. You're not going to get to my quarterback. That's just their approach. And I ain't saying that they scared. It works. So they ran the ball 288 times as a team. They've thrown the ball 189 times. So I was correct. 99 more rushes than throws. Durant is averaging 131.3. Their quarterback still manageable 269 yards passing the game. He's efficient. He completes 72% of his passes. He got a long of 80. He got 6 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. So your best bet is you better score. You better score again. Another fun stat that I found out about Duke, just looking through their team notes. When you look at them, their first drive of the game for the season, they only scored once on their first possession. That was versus Northwestern. They had a 50-yard pass to Harding Jr. Other than that, I don't know if it was 3 and outs, but they punted. Duke first possession, punt, punt, TD, interception, punt, punt. Opponent first possession, TD, TD, punt, missed field goal, punt, TD. So opponents have scored 50% of the time this season on their opening first possession. Take it for what it's worth. And they won a coin toss twice this year. And both times they won a coin toss, they've kicked off. So, yeah, man, I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. We could look at their depth chart, too, just to give you reference to how the size that they have, at least on offense. Gunnar Holmgren, one of their quarterback, he's a graduate student, 6'3", 205. They have used Jordan Moore, a freshman quarterback, to run. Gunner will run as well. Mateo Durant, he's 6'1", 195, 1 foot in the ground. Terrell Davis, tight runner. Fast enough to scare you and get up on your heels, but he's not going to give you a lot of shake. He's just going to run through you. Jake Bobo, 6'5", 215. He's fourth in the ACC in yards. Good receiver. Calhoun's a good receiver as well. Number 5, you got Eli Panko. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. He's at the Z. Also with Daryl Harding Jr., who's 6'4", 225. So you got big body receivers on the outside. Then you got the shifty guys in the inside. Their tight end is 6'6", 245. They got a 6'7", 250 backup redshirt freshman tight end. Graham Barton, their left tackle, 6'6", 315. Maurice McIntyre, the left guard, 6'2", 330. Their center is 6'4", 305. Monk, their right guard, 6'3". And then their right tackle is 6'7", 295. And they want to run the ball. And they do a good job of going man-on-man. And Mateo Durant has very good vision. Very good vision, is decisive in his cuts. And This is what this war, like, Virginia, you've been getting killed. And this is what this remind me of right here. I'm going to let y'all listen to this scene. You know this episode definitely ain't going on YouTube now. Copyright Jay-Z song and then this movie in the background. Why so bad? Jay, no!
up. Come on. You must be crazy or something.
I'm crazy.
You're just a stupid fool.
Yeah, maybe you're stupid. Crazy, but I ain't breathing heavy.
He's a fool. He's stupid.
I've seen you in 6 months.
How can he come back from a beating like that?
Hey, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
Look, the strategy. That's all. I know what I'm doing.
No, you don't know what you're doing. He's got to come to you. You're the champ.
He's nothing. He's fine.
Y'all remember Rocky 3?
It doesn't take a man to stand there and get your head beat off. Don't.
Tired. He's getting tired.
No wasting your punches. Get a gym. Don't try to take him out with one punch. Use your head. Now you wear him down. He's all ours.
I know what I'm doing. I swear I know what I'm doing.
Don't tell me what you think. Go out there and do it, Rock. I am the tiger. You understand?
Yeah.
Rock will knock his head off. He's just a man. Just a man, right?
I feel like that's how the Cavalier defense got to be, man. Like, they club a lane right now. They coming in here with that damn left hook, straight, right hook, whatever they throwing. They throwing everything at you and everything hurt. You remember the first time Rocky fought him? It hurt. Oh, it hurt bad. Mick died when he got back to the locker room. It hurt him bad. He had to go down into L.A. with the real deal dudes and Apollo Creed running on the beach, and Adrian had to come lift his spirits up. He was slow as molasses. And all of a sudden, he turned into Usain Bolt at the end, beating Apollo and running. That's what the Wahoo Rush defense. Hey, since UNC ran over you, I mean, two big runs for Louisville make it appear that Louisville ran over you, right? That's football. Like, two explosive plays, both over 50 yards. Put them at 100 yards on just two carries. But other than that, it was 100 and I forget how many. It was 100 something. I threw the notes away. But you got to be real disciplined and you got to flow to the ball correctly. Last game, the first big run, we flowed too slow. The second one, we flowed too fast. You got to have the happy median and do your 111th. Don't play hero ball. That's the one thing we can't do is play hero ball. You got to be patient. But the thing about it is Duke is going to stick to what they do. The best way to get Duke out of what they're trying to do is that if you get stops, any way you want to frame it, as you get stops, you got to score. Again, I am receiving the opening kickoff and I'm going down to score. And then I'm getting a stop the first drive, and I'm going to score again. Now, what you going to do if I'm up 14-0? Because if you just want to continue to run the football, let's eliminate any plays over 20 yards. No plays over 20 yards, right? If you methodically move the ball down the field, you methodically move the ball down the field. But our offense has to continue to apply pressure to their offense by scoring points. Take their will by responding anytime they respond. You get up 7-0 and they score 7, you got to at least get 3. And then you got to get a stop. And then you got to score 7 again. Like, you got to get up by 14, in my opinion, to keep them from still playing comfortable. Because Mateo Durant will break some long. He has broken long ones. But the teams that have corralled him and made him gain every yard and every first down, like, it's been a tough thing to where you put them behind the sticks. Like, can you get them in third and long? Third and manageable, Cutcliffe calls a fantastic game. Anything third and five or short, he'll run anything in the playbook and go for it on fourth down. He'll utilize his tight end. I told you what type of receivers he got. He got the old school receivers that we got now. But you remember the days of the Herman Moores, the John Fours, and Jermaine Crowell's and Kevin Coffey's, like the big guys that, hey, you trying to stop the run? You going to load up the box? We know it's one-on-one. Hey, quarterback, you don't got to be as accurate. Throw it back shoulders. Let's see how the DB's ball skills are. As far as their defense, they're okay. They're fast. They want to generate pressure. They know we're going to throw the football. Their corners are pretty decent. But I told you, it's like one of the worst pass defenses in the ACC. Offense got to take advantage of it. It's the same with them. They're looking at us statistically and they're saying, we got to run the football against them. We better run the football against them. And then I expect them to take shots down the field versus us. I really do. We've given up an explosive pass play every game, except Wyman Mary. No, what, Illinois did we give up? Yep, we gave one versus Illinois for a touchdown. We gave up one versus North Carolina more than once. Wake Forest on a blown coverage on a touchdown. Miami on cover two, number seven in the middle of the field. Louisville, 91 yarder, which, you know, the help guy wasn't there. So they're expecting us to give up a big play in the passing game and a big play in the running game, possibly. Because the last two games, even though we won, we've given up big gains, four touchdowns on the ground. So you got to fix that. Make them methodically move the ball down the field. Make them settle for three. You keep scoring seven. And our offense hasn't played very well consistently the past two games. They probably played their worst two games. Like, even versus Carolina, they had lulls, but they were so explosive that first half is like, oh, crap. It's hard to say they ain't played good there. Wake Forest, they woke up in the third quarter. Because we know what happened the first two times we got in the red zone. That wasn't acceptable. But we got to get back. I mean, you got to get back to four quarters of consistent, effective football. You want to be balanced. Everybody wants the traditional running back runs. I'm just saying, keep moving the sticks. I don't care how you do it. I really don't. Don't turn the ball over. Be consistent. Take advantage of your matchups. Hopefully Jelani Woods is that much more healthier this game. Don't know Wick's situation just yet, people. I'm sorry, I don't have any news on that. But if he's out, can Rashawn Henry continue to do what he's capable of doing? Starling will be in the mix more with his elite speed. Billy Kemp, the GOAT, you know what he do. Keaton, apparently his cast isn't on. I don't know if he's going to play with a soft cast or not. He probably could play with like a wrist brace or something. But if he's cast free, that's a huge plus, even though he's been playing at a high level with the cast on. Malachi Fields has done a very good job of coming in, getting good minutes. Rodriguez, the other football player, love what he brings to the table. I know coach want to get Ira Armstead in the mix. You just got to make sure it's not a predictable and everybody knows, oh, he's in the game, he's going to get the ball type feel. But Wayne Talapapa, I don't know Mike Holland's situation. Remember, he had to go to the locker room versus Louisville. But it's going to be apparent for our offense to continue to do what they do. Cut down on the turnovers, of course. And then for our defense to, the next step is eliminate the explosive plays. Eliminate those. Get timely stops, still get a timely turnover. Get pressure with three, four, five, whatever you got to do. But if I can just ask for something like on the Christmas list, eliminate explosive plays. No long touchdowns over 20 yards, none. Can we eliminate that? Can we, like, no plays over 20 yards? Especially no plays over 50, okay? No plays over 50, no plays over 40, 30. Because 20, you might get one catch over 20 or something. Okay. No touchdowns, though. Don't let it be a touchdown. Like, let us line up again. If a dude break for 70 yards, catch him at the three so we get a penalty or a fumble or something and get the ball back or limit up to three. But no explosive touchdowns. Okay. I don't want to just jump the line. But defensively, you got to be sound. Play with your hands. Strike. Don't guess. Remain in your gap. Don't be tentative either. If the stretch is going loud, they're going to come downhill. They're coming. Like, there's no fancy special effects. It's straight up and down. We're coming right at you. And we're going to keep coming at you. I told you. Do I need to read how many times they ran the ball all their games? Because we made a song. Huh? You want to hear it? Here it go. It's 44, 38, a 53, a 52. But do-do-do-do-do. 39-62. And look, North Carolina got up on them 24-0 at halftime. Big plays. They still ran the ball more than they threw the ball, even though they was down. 32 pass attempts, 38 rush attempts. So they gonna keep running the ball. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I did them a disservice. That was North Carolina. They still ran the ball 39 times to 24 throws, and they were down 24-0. So they gonna stick to what they do. They were sacked 5 times. 24 dropbacks, they were sacked 5 times. They also got 5 sacks on North Carolina. They were 2 of 15 on third down versus North Carolina. They was 9 of 21 on third downs versus Georgia Tech. 10 of 16 versus Kansas on third down. 11 of 22 versus Northwestern on third down. 8 of 14 versus Charlotte, and 9 of 14 versus North Carolina State. So that's all I got for y'all, man. That's 30 minutes. It's not rocket science. They're going to run the football. They're going to come at you. They're going to keep it real vanilla on offense. They come with some trickeration, but they'll stress the field accordingly. They'll try to keep you honest, but they got big body receivers. They just want them to get in front of you, box you out in a sense. Bobo's a good receiver. I like him. So I think he'll be in the boundary versus Anthony Johnson. So I'm comfortable with that matchup. I like what Gucci Mane can do. Don't know if Joey Blunt, he should be back. Joey Blunt should be back. Coen King played real well last year. Nick Grant didn't play after the second series. I don't know if he hurt himself enough to where they didn't want him in on defense, but I saw him in on a field goal unit. So I don't know that situation. Are we going to bring an extra backer in to slow down the run? Coach said he wants the best 11. So if the best 11, the 11th guy is another DB, he'll bring the DB in. So if you want another lineman in or another linebacker in, tell them to outperform who is the best 11th guy. That's what it determines. So all the people say, why are we still running the 3-3-5? Bronco said he won't put the best 11. So that's telling me the 11th guy is a DB. If the 11th guy was a linebacker, it'll be a 3-4. Or a 2-4-5. Yeah. I would think he would run a 2-4-5 if it was a linebacker, like we ran versus Miami. I would think you put Famui and Mandelonzo inside, put Noah and Elliott on the outside, and then you got Stewart and Jackson, or you got Jackson and Weeks. That might not be bad, coach. I might just drew up a defense for you, player. I don't know, though. But don't give me line, man. But I do know this. Clary and Coen King bring that wood and run support. If Joey's healthy, we know he's dynamo. We know Nick Grant's dynamo, too, in run support. All those guys have tackled better since the loss to Wake Forest. I will say that. Everybody's tackled better. I really feel like Famui and Mandy Alonso did a very good job of getting instant penetration when they wasn't double teamed. The juggernaut, when he's not double teamed, it's a wrap. He gets penetration. Teams, when they try to get cute and just try to go second level right away and leave him one-on-one with the center, it's a wrap. He puts them in the hoop if this was basketball and you was boxing somebody out or posting them up. So if the juggernaut's getting double teamed, I would like to see him grab the guard and don't let the guard tandem block and go up next level to the linebacker. Like, if they engage in a double team, I want to see him grab the guard and just give him a big old hug. That way Nick or Hunter or Noah or Weeks, who's ever in that A-gap, is free. The last thing you need is a double team to move up to the second level to the linebacker. So they essentially chip him, control him, and then get right up to the backer. Because that's what Carolina was doing. So, all right, man, I'm talking y'all heads off, man. You know the motto, good enemy are great. Be great in everything that you do. Offensively, I just feel like be smart. Brennan, get the ball out. Throw to the open man. Everything not going to be chunk plays. If you run hammer routes, throw it to the quick hammer routes. Don't get too greedy. If we're running screens to the back, Brendan, just give a look. Just get two more steps, bro. Get two more steps. Because I think the screens can open up. I definitely do. But just want to control the line of scrimmage versus Duke. Passing defense is not their forte. So, you know, they may play two safety high. You have to show them you can run the football. Because it's not going to be a lot of guys in the box. And we should have them outnumbered also. So that's what it is, man. Make sure you subscribe to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Appreciate everybody that's supporting me at the Coach's Corner, man. Definitely enjoy my time hosting it. I'm hosting it the rest of the year. So if you got questions on Tuesdays, make sure you DM me on Twitter or also use my website at mylhawkins.com, the contact us option, and send me questions there. And I'll try to make sure, you know, hopefully they get pulled out of a hat and we choose your question. You can win the $50 gift card to BJ's. And if you are in the Charlottesville area, come on out Tuesdays, 7:06 p.m. for the Coach's Show Live. You can also view it on Facebook Live and also the UVA Sports app. So that's all I got for y'all, man. I'm out of here. Peace.